Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome today. I am excited. You know what? I actually am excited to talk about the stuff that I have to talk about today. I've got this kind of idea, and I think it's fairly clever, so for a show and a topic, and I guess we will find out. I'm looking forward to seeing whether you all agree. But my inspiration for today's show stemmed from my children. Right, I've got two boys. They're 10 and 12 years old. Future toxically masculine males, born with male genitalia, and they're in school now. My kids don't go to a public school because I just don't believe that you can go to a public school at this point. My kids go to a Christian school, where they do. It's obviously evil, but they talk about faith there. I mean, I know that's horrible. But yeah. So faith is a part of my children's education, and I am obscenely involved in it, and have no problem suing the school if I need to, or fighting with the school if I need to, or anything like that. Because when it comes to my children, there are no holds barred. We just do whatever we've got for them. This actually is a surprise to a lot of people, because a lot of times I'll hear, well, don't forget your kids, because I work 16 hours a day or more. But you got to understand that in my world, it doesn't matter if you work 16 hours a day, you still just sleep fewer hours so that you can see your kids. That's the way that it is. There's certain things that are non-negotiable. I rarely miss my kids' sporting events. I try and schedule travel around that. And I make no apologies for it, right? Because if God's going to give me a miracle in the form of two children, then I have a duty to be a father to them. And I tell my kids, I say, the most important job I have is teaching you to be good people. And I believe that. God gave me, he granted me and my wife a miracle twice in our children. And there just simply is no more critical responsibility that we have as people than ensuring that our children are decent. So I do my best. No promises. My one boy scares me a little bit, but I'm kidding. They're amazingly good boys. But anyways, 10 and 12 years old, so they're expected to occasionally cite things and look things up online when they're doing their reports or various projects for school. And yeah, I am, I do help with homework now and then, and no, they're not failing, despite my help. So they come to me and they say, Dad, we need to do this. And they're looking some stuff up. And one of the things that I realized, and kind of forgotten about this, because it's been so many years since I've been looking to a lot of what I do, I have to cite sources on. I mean, citing, especially legal work, everything is cited. Everything's got to be from an official source. Well, at that level, I can't cite hearsay or secondary, third hand things. It's got to be from a solid source, or it doesn't qualify as evidence. And, the same if you're doing your master's work and any sort of real science, you can't, you got to have firsthand hardcore evidence for it to be reliable. But for a lot of kids, when you start learning to do reports and you start doing things, it used to be in my day that you'd go to, the encyclopedia. Well, the most modern incarnation of the encyclopedia is Wikipedia. Wikipedia, which is kind of where everybody goes, like, hey, what's that? And it doesn't really matter. You're not going to cite it. People hit Wikipedia and they kind of look at it. Well, Wikipedia is, by any and all counts, a lunatic leftist. I mean, these guys don't just lean left. They're just straight doven into the left. And so my kids had to do a report. I looked and they started looking up and they looked some things up on Wikipedia. And naturally, it was very left slanted and a lot of garbage and what have you. Every now and then, by the way, Wikipedia will get something right at least until the leftists that run it find out about it, then they will change it and ban anybody from changing it to what's true. They are a true source of misinformation. But anyways, so this led me to think. I think that one of the things that we needed to do is we need to take a gander at Wikipedia and use that to make a point that I want to make. So I was listening also to the follow-up to the State of the Union nonsense and more stuff. We talked in a previous show about the weenies at Twitter who are now being dealt with in Congress and who have admitted that they've lied and worked with our corrupt FBI to censor really important information. And as I'm listening to all this stuff, I keep hearing about these right-wing fascists. Right-wing fascists. All the right-wingers are all fascist, right? Donald Trump, he's a fascist. This, that, and other. Everybody's a fascist. Well, it reminded me of something that I take issue with. I take issue with the idea that fascism is far right. It's always, everybody talks about fascism as far right. They talk about Hitler and these guys who were these fascist leaders, and they say, well, they're far right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I disagree with that characterization, and I don't care what the political scientists say. You can't cite something that's going to change my mind on this, because I've looked at this for myself. I've looked at it extensively, and I disagree with the characterization. I think fascism is called far right so that the left can associate the far right with people like Hitler. I disagree that fascism has anything at all in common with right-wing politics in America, particularly. Now, in Europe, you can debate that a little bit more. But in America, as a conservative, as a patriot, as a this, as a that, I see absolutely nothing that would associate fascism as it manifested with people like Hitler that I like. So I decided that I wanted to talk about this a little bit. I wanted to talk about this, and I figured if I was going to talk about this, I would talk about it in terms of Wikipedia. Because if there is a place that's going to position this as leftist propaganda, it will be Wikipedia. So, started out and I looked up fascism in Wikipedia. Right. So fascism in Wikipedia. Let me read this to you. There's a quote. Fascism is a far right authoritarian ultranationalist political ideology and movement, cited 1, 2, 3, characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and the race, and a strong regimentation of society and the economy. Cited again. Okay, so that is the first paragraph under fascism. Okay, fascism, and the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words is fascism is far right. Okay. Now, interestingly, if you look up, Wikipedia has far right politics defined. There's a definition of far right politics. Now, I would want to point out immediately that there is no definition that I'm aware of far left politics. Oh, wait, maybe there is. Let me see. Oh, there is. There is. My mistake. I had clicked on the wrong page, if you will. But anyways, there was no link to it on that first fascism page, right? The fascism, no link to far left. But if we look at what far right politics is in Wikipedia, it's defined in a way where so far right politics, also referred to as extreme right or right wing extremism, are political beliefs and actions that further the right of the left, right political spectrum. Yeah, did you get that? Then standard political right, particularly in terms of being radically conservative, ultra-nationalist, and authoritarian, as well as having nativist ideologies and tendencies. Then they go on to say, historically, far-right policies have been used to describe experiences of fascism, Nazism, evangelism. Contemporary definitions now include neo-fascism and neo-Nazism. And they tie in racial supremacy, and then going a little further, organizations that feature aspects of authoritarian, ultra-nationalist, chauvinist, xenophobic, theocratic, racist, homophobic, transphobic, and or reactionary views. Far-right politics have led to oppression, political violence, forced assimilation, ethnic cleansing, and genocide against groups of people based on their supposed inferiority or their perceived threat to the native ethnic group, nation, state, national religion, dominant culture, or conservative social institutions, right? Okay. Let me read to you the opening of far left politics. Also known as radical left or extreme left, are politics further to the left of the left-right political spectrum than the standard political left. The term does not have a single coherent definition. That's odd. Seems like they had a very coherent definition for far right. Some scholars consider it to represent the left or social democracy, while others limit it to the left of communist parties. In certain circumstances, especially in news media, far left have been associated with some forms of authoritarianism, anarchism, communism, or Marxism, or are characterized as groups that advocate for revolutionary socialism and related communist ideologies, or anti-capitalist, anti-globalist, anti-globalization. Far left terrorism, which is amazing that they acknowledge this, consists of extremist, militant, or insurgent groups that attempt to realize their ideals through political violence rather than using parliamentary process. Extremist far-left politics have motivated, in the last century, political violence, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so that's that. So this is how it's defined, right? So we've got these things defined. Here's the thing. Let's go back to the definition of fascism. Far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist, political ideology and movement, characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of belief in natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation, race, and strong regimentation of society and economy. Now, I need y'all to bear with me, folks, because I know we're doing a lot of stuff here, but I have to do this to illustrate a point, right? So you see what they're doing here. If you're careful there, you saw some doublespeak, right? Right. Let me define communism for you, as defined in Wikipedia. Left-wing social, political, philosophical, and economic ideology, and current within the socialist movement, whose goal is establishment of a communist society and socioeconomic order centered around common ownership of the means of production, distribution, exchange that allocates products to everyone in society. Doesn't that sound glorious, folks? Absence of private property, social classes, and money. Voluntary state of self-governance, but disagree on the means to this ends, and so on and so forth, right? Let's go back. Okay, so you've heard all of this. You have a government-imposed mechanism by which there are no goods, no ownership, no anything like that. So the government controls everything in communism, right? That's the definition of communism, is no private ownership, this, that, and other. Well, if there's no private ownership of anything, who do you think's making control? Who do you think's controlling things? Well, the government, because the government owns everything, right? If the government owns everything, who's actually owning everything? Well, the people that run the government, right? I mean, that's the real secret to communism, is it's not that there's no ownership, it's that all the ownership is in the government, and the people that run the government own everything.
Now, if you're in the government in a communist nation, are you going to leave the government in a communist nation? No, you're going to do everything you can to keep that position, as has been demonstrated by every leadership in every communist nation in history. So when we look at this definition of fascism that they say is far right, we see that there's a lot of similarities between fascism and communism. The main difference between fascism and communism is really that fascism is kind of demonstrated by a single dictatorial leader than maybe a, whereas communism is far more frequently led by a fake or faux government, entity, right? So let's talk about China, right? And there's a lot of communists that run China. The Chinese Communist Party is ran by a whole bunch of people. And, Xi over there, he's kind of dictatorial, but not exactly. He could be taken down by the Communist Party. But at the end of the day, whether it's one person or 1,000 people or 10,000 people, the government in a fascist dictatorial society is the same as the government in a communist society. Either way, they're in total control. Now, in fascism, according to Wikipedia, we have a situation where you have a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forceful suppression of opposition, belief in natural social hierarchy. Well, I mean, how's that different than communism? How is it different when the government leaders are the elites in communism, which they are every time? There's a natural social hierarchy. It's not broken down real deep. You either are in the government or you're not in the government. If you're in the government, you're at the top. If you're not, you're not. That's communism. How's that different than fascism? I mean, even Hitler had subordinates. I mean, the government wasn't just Hitler. I understand he was the dictator. He made the decisions. But what, there was no government? There were two classes, those that were in the government and Nazi Party and those that weren't. Just like those that are in China are either in the Communist Party or they're not. If you're there, if you're in it, you're doing good. Same thing. It's the same thing, right? These are just nuanced ways to associate language and to try and cause damage to conservatives, because patriotic conservative Americans do not behave this way. Fascism is not right wing, it's left wing. And that is my point here. Now, we're going to have a lot more on this after the break. So stick with us, and we will be right back after this.
Oh, the America many of us grew up with and love is under a relentless and pernicious siege from those carrying the banners of socialism, communism, Marxism. AmericaOutloud.com is the antidote to these poison isms. Well, to be forewarned is to be forearmed, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Okay, welcome back. So we're talking about fascism, which, you know, Wikipedia, you know, opens up, says fascism is a far right. It's not far right. It's far left. That's my opinion. And I don't want to hear you political scientists who've decided that you've defined it to mean this, okay? I don't care. You've defined it this way out of self-interest because you all tend to lean left and you don't like the fact that you should be associated with Hitler because that's what you are. You know, so it's the leftists that are fascist. Donald Trump was not a fascist. Donald Trump was out there. He was talking about freedom. He was talking about free religion. He was talking about not having racial disparities. You know, people being judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Donald Trump was not out there pushing any sort of dictatorial centralized autocracy. It was quite the opposite. Now, the left, let's look at what the left has done in this country. I mean, J6, anybody? You want to talk about militarism? You want to talk about ultra-nationalist? Can't question the leadership of this country. Oh, my God, that would be the end. There, I can't think of a more fascist example of left-wing fascism than J6. I mean, we've got a bunch of political leaders who are political prisoners who are still in jail simply because they had the audacity to question the ultra-nationalist, leftist, Marxist, fascist leaders in the in this country. Fascism is just another form of communism or Marxism. It's just another form. They're all the same thing. None of these are patriotic conservative. See, in America, and here's how this happens, right? So a lot of this right-left stuff is defined out of Europe. But we're not Europe. In this country, conservative means that you want to get back to the Constitution. Conservative means you don't want to stray from the Constitution. Not that you want to stray to some sort of ultra-nationalist, dictatorial, militaristic autocracy. No. In this country, conservatism means that you are still believing in and want to follow the U.S. Constitution, which lays out freedom. It is the opposite of fascism. But the leftists in this country don't like that association. These guys have got to find a way to demonize patriots. They've got to demonize people who believe that you live and let live, and that your life should and how you live it should not be controlled by anybody but yourself. And the only limitations on that control should be when your actions are impacting others, they have to be done so in a way that's reasonable. That's it. Fascism in the U.S. is very much a left-wing issue. Now, the perspective changes based on where you are. Like I said, if you're in France, maybe there's some argument for that, but I'm not in France. And I reject the idea that it is a far-right thing to be a fascist. I'm probably considered far right by some, maybe. I don't think I am, but, you know, that's okay. It doesn't matter. I'll take it. I'll take the label. So what? I don't believe in any sort of ultra-nationalist political ideology, but I am a nationalist. I absolutely believe in America, the one nation that has championed freedom for all, the nation that has done more to promote suffrage, equal rights, to
get rid of segregation than any other nation in history. Of course I support this country. Look at how many people we've kept free around the world. And look at our history. We built the greatest, most powerful nation in the history of the world. We've spread more prosperity around the world than any nation in history. Yes, I support America. So I suppose I'm a nationalist. Doesn't mean that I want to impact other nations. I mean, they want to live in some sort of a hell that they want to live in. Well, I don't think that's good, and I support their people standing up for themselves. But, you know, I'm not interested in going and intervening in every nation and their politics. You do you. If you guys want to live that way, do you, you know? Make sure that we stay free over here. You can see what we do, and if you want to adopt that, you know, you're welcome. I'm okay with supporting that if the people support it, but yeah, I certainly am against any sort of military leadership, any centralized government leadership. I'm against any sort of force or push for any sort of racist. I just despise racism. I despise sexism. You should be judged by who you are and what you do, not by the color of your skin or your presence or absence of certain genitalia. I mean, it just, none of that's relevant to me. But yet, I'm far right, and yet those are things that you have to be concerned about if you're going to be a fascist. Fascism is very, very closely related to the left. It's very closely related. Yeah. Now, if we look at the left and we include anarchism and things like that, then you could say, well, it seems a little bit more distance. But the simple fact of the matter is all of that nonsense on the left ends up in the same spot. It always ends up with an absence of freedom. It always ends up with a few people controlling everything. Socialism, Marxism, communism, all of these things always end up with a few at the top and everybody else at the bottom. And I reject that. The U.S. Constitution rejects that. So I guess I'm a conservative or a right winger in the sense that I am diehard about our Constitution and freedom. I reject any sort of dictatorial leadership or centralized government, period. But whether that centralized government is communist, fascist, or socialist, it doesn't matter to me. They all have the same impact for we the people. I'm one of we the people. I'm not going to be a part of our government leadership crowd. I have no interest in that. I'll stand with the people. I'll die with the people. If God forbid I ever decide to get really, really intoxicated and run for something, well, you know what? At that point, I'm going to try and be a we the people guy, right? I'm going to fight for we the people because that's all I want to be. No matter whether I'm sitting, that's who I am. So you got to understand, my issue here is that the left is playing word games. Our kids look up fascism in Wikipedia, and the first four words are fascism is far right. That's not true. It's far left. Maybe it's far right in French politics, but not in American. In American politics, fascism is definitely tied in with people like Pelosi, we have the FBI censoring Hunter Biden laptop to manipulate an election. Definition of fascism, forcible suppression of opposition. We have the J6ers imprisoned and just put through an absolute sham political process in terms of the courts. Quote, forcible suppression of opposition. Did you see the response, the overwhelming response in DC with and around J6? Looked very militaristic to me. None of this was done by right wingers, by the way. It was all done by our American left. Our American left fascists. The left is fascist. Hashtag left is fascist. Because that's true in America. So we need to retake our language. And it's a really important thing because in America, Language has meaning. And that's why the left had to do this. They needed to find a way to associate something bad with people who believed in freedom and the Constitution. And by calling fascism far right, it allows them to associate right wingers with people like Hitler, which is completely untrue. It's ignorant, and it's just manifest false. It's just, yeah, this is a clear attempt to use our language against us, and we need to recognize that for what it is. Let me use that to mention this headline. Quote, Pan-Africanist professor seeks destruction of white American economy through political revolution. There was a dramatic pause there, right? That was a dramatic pause. So first, let me read a couple things here. Self-identified Pan-Africanist professor said the white capitalist America needs to be dismantled and called the stock market racist. Professor Malina Abdullah, she's a professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University. Where else? Really? I mean, is anybody surprised by that? I'm very curious. What the hell's a professor of Pan-African Studies? I mean, do they manufacture frying pans in Africa? Is she studying them? What the hell's Pan-African Studies? What is that? How is that a professor? A professor? What is she studying? What kind of research can she produce that's useful? I don't know. I'm not sure how you can be a professor of Pan-African Studies. Yet somehow someone's going to think that this buffoon is an academic. There's nothing academic about that. That's just absolute nonsense, as demonstrated by the fact that Malina Abdullah, professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University, believes her role in academia is, quote, intrinsically linked to broader struggles for liberation of oppressed people. Well, Malina, you live in the United States. You are entirely overpaid, I assure you, because you are a professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University. You are enjoying all the benefits of a free society that allows you to spew whatever kind of drivel that you choose to spew. You probably teach one class a semester, maybe two if you're really working hard as a professor. If you're tenured, you can't be fired for your stupidity, it's next to impossible to fire you for your stupidity. And you're out here talking about oppressed people. Are you one of them, by the way? Do you view yourself as one of them? She's, by the way, she co-founded and is active in Los Angeles Black Lives Matter chapter and is suing the national branch for some of the money that they siphoned off, which I think is hilarious, because the only thing more corrupt than Black Lives Matter is the national branch of Black Lives Matter. But anyways, so at least, apparently, at least Malina Abdullah does have some sort of ethics in regards to I guess she doesn't like that they siphoned off the money. I don't know. Whatever. Regardless, maybe that's not ethical. Maybe she just wants the money so she can control it. For whatever reason. So this woman, this professor, this renowned and wizened professor, has benefited in every way, shape, and form from living in this country. She's probably living a great and blessed life and spending all of her time talking about how unjust we are and how oppressed people like her must be because of what? Maybe it's that she has to teach a class per semester. I mean, maybe that's too much. Maybe that's a lot. She said, quote, when we feed capitalism, we feed racism. Yeah. Yeah. Quote, white capitalism feeds itself through the exploitation of Africa and black people. It does? Now, call me silly, Call me silly, but I'm pretty sure that China has more tentacles into Africa than we ever could. Isn't communism exploiting those people? How about the warlords and the chaos that occurs in a number of places? You know, I mean, some of the human rights issues over in Africa are pretty egregious. Are they exploiting Africa? What's going on with that? How are we exploiting Africa? I mean, we send more money to Africa than anybody else on the planet, and we don't even want anything from it. We send it over there, and some warlord takes it and then uses it to build a little empire. I mean, we spend it like we're drunken sailors. We print money that we don't have to give to Africa. How are we oppressing the people of Africa and black people? Says the black professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University, whose academic work is, quote, intrinsically linked to a broader struggles for the liberation of oppressed people. Really? Is anybody seeing anything wrong with this? I mean, am I missing something? What in God's name is going on here? This isn't just stupid. This is beyond stupid. Quote, so this world is intentionally and deliberately created in this way, right? So every system that we live under, it's not like we stumbled into these systems that put black people at the bottom of every single social, political, and economic measure, says the professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University, who teaches one class per semester probably, and probably gets paid very, very high six figures, and who is also black. Quote, these are designed intentionally to produce these outcomes, and so it's important that we think about these systems and the ways in which these systems seize upon us, prey upon us, exploit us, that we do not submit to those systems. The only way we preserve our sanity and humanity is by resisting those systems and becoming abolitionist in our approach, she said. She being Professor Malina Abdullah, who is a professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University and teaches maybe one class per semester and gets paid high six figures, if not more. She's being exploited, definitely. I mean, her life is difficult. I got to tell you, I am certain that the oppression that she is suffering is 100% because she's black, first of all. I mean, they probably forced her into her professorship at California State University because she's black, and I am certain they are oppressing her in every way, shape, and form. In fact, she probably wanted to say a lot more, but couldn't because of all the oppression that limits her ability to fulfill her role in academia, which she believes is, quote, intrinsically linked to broader struggles for liberation of oppressed people. There's a picture of her. She even looks grumpy. Maybe not as grumpy as Grumpy Greta, but definitely grumpy. Shocking to me when someone is, that well cared for and still grumpy. We will be back with more right after this.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So, you know, we were talking about the fascists on the left, and we use that to segue into an example of a fascist on the left. Professor Malina Abdullah. Professor Malina Abdullah, who is a professor of Pan-African Studies at California State University, where she is so oppressed and so tortured that she is forced to teach probably at least one class most semesters and is paid probably in the vicinity of 6 to 7 figures for doing so, and then can only she's forced to somehow limit herself, I'm sure, in what she's saying. I'm sure that someone is censoring her and her free speech rights when she is intrinsically struggling for liberation of oppressed people. Before I leave this brilliant teacher, by the way, congratulations, California, that's who you're funding. And let me tell you, this is a quote from Professor Malina Abdullah, who is educating your children and who you are paying an immense amount of money to do so. Quote, "The violent white supremacist, patriarchal, heteronormative capitalism," how's that for a mouthful, "that is pervading this country will only be defeated by courageous vision and political revolution. The system will unleash all its weaponry to put down those who dare challenge its power, and this is why it's called a struggle." Well, I mean, I wonder if after that revolution, she will no longer be forced to take her 6 to 7 figure pay per year for teaching one class. Perhaps, I wonder how much of her pay she gives to the struggle. I mean, I wonder how many times this professor from the University of California, because, you know, I mean, she doesn't like the stock market, so I'm certain that she has no investments in it, right? Because that would be absolutely hypocritical, given that she is certain that the stock market is racist. So I'm sure that none of her money nor her retirement is invested in the stock market. I'm curious. I would love for her to make a statement on that. Do you have investments? Have you invested in the stock market? You know, the racist stock market. I would also really, really love to know how much of her personal money, how much you make and how much are you giving to those oppressed people that you're talking about? Do you live in Compton? Where do you live? Do you live in a traditionally black neighborhood where there's a lot of crime and problems? Are you there helping them? Because I know you're oppressed, you're fighting for the oppressed. So it's hard to fight for the oppressed if you don't understand them or you're not around them. Let me ask this question at the risk of upsetting some snowflakes out there. Is there any chance, is it possible that you're just ranting and raving and using your position to make money off of the backs of the suffering while not actually doing anything to help them? You just have figured out that if you say controversial things, leftists and people who hate our country will throw money at you. And so you can continue getting grants and research grants to fund why America is evil, all the while you're getting all the benefits and the people that you proclaim to be representing are struggling. What are you personally doing other than running your big, fat, lazy mouth, Professor? That's what I want to know. Just curious. Just a thought. Well, if you remember, we started out on fascism. And remember, fascism includes forcible suppression of opposition, right? For the good of the country. Headline, FBI doubles down on Christians and white supremacy in 2023. So wait, the FBI is suppressing dissenting views. Now, we just heard what white supremacy is, right? Anything that is, we just heard what this professor, I mean, this lunatic, what she says. So I'm all against, you know, your true white supremacists. Like, I put them down. There's no need for that. I don't like racism. But I don't know any white supremacists. I literally don't think that I've met one white supremacist in my life. I couldn't list one. I'm a lawyer. I don't know any in the legal profession. You know, I see people of differing views. I see a lot of racists out there, but the racists are usually left-wingers who are telling me that I got to look at the color of your skin over the content of your character. I mean, that's racist. That's bigotry. But, you know, I look at this and I see the FBI is going after Christians. Fascism. Forcible suppression of opposition. Yeah. Okay, just saying. I'm not saying that there's anything there. And in this, we see that the horrible people that they're going after are people who do Catholic Latin masses, right? Because if you're going to be Catholic, they want to make sure you're listening to this pervert piece of garbage Pope. I'm Catholic, by the way, so I can say that. And I'm a practicing Catholic who supports Catholicism, but don't believe that we have Catholicism in its current form. Our church has totally lost its way, and as demonstrated by this Pope. But, you know, the Catholic Latin Mass, these guys, they claim, quote, adherence to anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, white supremacist ideology. Now, yeah, I mean, so the FBI is going to suppress people who have a certain religion? People who prefer, you know, this Catholic Latin Mass? You're going to go after these guys? First Amendment? Anybody? Anybody? Let me go on a little bit more. I got more for you, right? Headline. Disinformation Inc. Meet the groups hauling in cash to secretly blacklist conservative news. I'm going to get to this, right? But I'm going to read you a couple more headlines first. Headline. Court slaps down California's attempt to muzzle doctors who dissent from groupthink, or COVID groupthink. Okay. Headline, Bill Gates bull something response. You can fill in the something. Talking about climate hypocrisy because Bill Gates travels around the world on a private jet with his man boobs. By the way, I just want to point something out. They've got these gene therapy vaccines. I will consider taking a gene therapy vaccine after he's taken one that fixes his man boobs. Until then, I don't trust it. I know, folks. My wife's going to scold me on that one. Everybody's going to scold me. You know, my assistant, who I absolutely adore, I've got an assistant. She's one of the most wonderful people in the world. She scolds me, too, because you should be better than this. I know I should. I know I should, and I'm not. So, you know, I'm trying. And she's right. My wife's right. All these, they're right. I should be better than this. I'm just, he's got man boobs and it's gross. Okay. World War III, anybody? We got a FEMA map of nuclear bomb sites, places that are most likely to be bombed. How does this all tie in? Well, what's fascism? Authoritarian, ultranationalist political ideology movement characterized by dictatorial leadership, centralized autocracy. FBI? Anybody? Militarism, FBI? How many guns are they getting for the IRS? How many new agents? Forceful suppression of opposition. FBI slapping down free speech, slapping down free religion. Belief in a natural social hierarchy. Has anybody listened to the World Economic Forum? How the elites have a right to rule? You can look it up. They talk about it regularly. Subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race. I don't know about that, but I did hear this professor talking about how we need to suppress interests for the good of her race. It seems kind of bigoted to me. Is she fascist? How about, we need to pay more taxes for the good of the country? I don't know. Disinformation, we got to suppress disinformation for the good of the country, even if it means suppressing free speech. Strong regimentation of society and the economy. Oh, it seems like that's what they're trying to do. Get rid of the middle class. I mean, literally, these headlines and everything we're talking about, it's so crystal clear that, I mean, fascism is absolutely defined by our left. These people are Hitler-like. They studied Hitler, but this is like everything else that the left does. You can always tell what they're doing because that's what they accuse you of. You know that fascism is their playbook. It's everything that they do. It's everything they believe in because that's what they're calling people like Trump who are opposing them. Freedom lovers, people who are pushing for freedom and to conserve and to preserve the American Constitution. Let me tell you what conservative means. It means someone who resists change. Well, in this country, resisting change goes back to the U.S. Constitution. Yes, I resist us changing that. If we want to change the Constitution, let's pass an amendment, but let's quit doing it with crappy court rulings and garbage laws. How about that? How about that? Well, I did find the FBI going after Catholics as a pretty big deal. Now, it's interesting to me because this crooked Pope has done everything he can to try and suppress and get everybody to just go along to get along with his crooked left-wing climate change garbage nonsense, right? And most priests are frankly either too cowardly or too stupid to do anything about it. Now, there's a few that do what's right regardless, and I really admire them. I really do. I love my priest. He's a great dude. But really? The FBI is going to crack down on Catholicism? First Amendment? Anybody? Really? Disinformation Inc. Now, for any of you that don't know that this happens, let me explain what you've got going on. So the fact check crew are all leftists, and they're all funded by left-wing organizations. And what they do is the same thing they did with fascism. They call it right-wing, but it's really left-wing. Disinformation is what the left does. They lie about everything, and then they create organizations that they call fact-checkers that say, no, we've checked this, and it's true, even though they're lying. So it's like we've got a liar that hires another liar to tell them that they're not lying. That's how it works, right? In addition to that, then once they've confirmed in their little circle that, because one liar lies about what the other liar's lies, that these lies are that they're pushing, that people are pushing misinformation. Well, once that happens, then you have major companies who are also all governed by leftists, who say, well, you know what? Well, then we're just going to have to avoid doing business with these guys. So you have a defunding mechanism, right? So what happens is you get groups like Global Disinformation Index, others out there that say, hey, you know, this guys are pushing disinformation. And the guys that they say are pushing in disinformation are the guys that are just pushing truth, right? If you're pushing truth, you're going to get called a disinformation specialist. That's the way it is. And, you know, that's it. So, like I said, meanwhile, when the Washington Post or BuzzFeed or whoever is promoting things that are absolutely provably egregiously lies, groups like this GDI, the Global Disinformation Index, they won't even look at that. So they lie and say that, you know, BuzzFeed is telling the truth, even though they're provably lying. And then they lie more and say that OAN is not telling the truth, even though they can demonstrate with paperwork that what they're saying is true. And they call it disinformation. So they use lies to promote lies and then back up what they do by lying. Remember, fascism is left wing. Everything they say is the opposite. So don't forget that. This is how this all works, right? This is how this all works. This is why I need your help at tomrens.com. I need you guys to support and back our work. I need you to do the Substacks. Go to our sponsors, bh-pm.com. Tell them Ren sent you. You buy MyPillow. If you're going to buy it anyways, tell them Ren sent you. Help us with the fight. I just was talking to some attorneys today. We need to raise more money. You know, a lot of these guys, I mean, they got to feed their families. We're happy to fight for you. We're honored to do it, but we're going to do that. And we've got to have the income to do it. It's just got to be there, right? So we do need your help. Go to tomrens.com, support us, share our news, share our information, share what we're doing, and also support our network, you know, support the Out Loud Network. Get yourself a Genesis HOCL. Use Out Loud code at checkout, get a great discount. You got to support the conservatives and the patriots that are fighting for you. I can speak for myself and tell you I got no issue with taking a lot of arrows to fight this fight. But if I want to hire people, I got to be able to help them feed their families. So we do need your support. We need your support at the network. We need your support at TomRens.com. And we need you to help us. We'll see you all tomorrow.